that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even. Also thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.